99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
I'm going to toss the phone number out here real quick. 502-571-9970. If you're in a spot where you could chime in, would love to hear your thoughts on this group therapy where, you know, sometimes you just need the opinion of someone else. All right. And that's where we come in. Let me get into this. The message says, about 12 years ago, when I was a senior in college, I dated a guy who I knew had a girlfriend he was in a long-distance relationship with. He had moved to town for a job, and we met at a bar and became friends. He didn't know many people in town, so I introduced him to my friends, and along the way, he and I became friends and started hanging out. He told me about his girlfriend, quote, back home, so we had boundaries. Until we didn't. One night, things changed, and we got romantic, and it was no stopping after that.
Ooh.
So anyway, I know it was wrong, and I thought in the back of my mind that he would just break it off with her. After all, I was in town and close. Well, after about 6 months into our relationship, he told me that he got engaged to his long-distance girlfriend, and it crushed me.
Yikes.
He said he realized what he was doing was wrong, and he wanted to make a commitment to her. Like I said, it crushed me. We went our separate ways. He eventually moved out of town, and we lost touch. I wound up dating and getting married to another guy several years later, but we divorced after 5 years of marriage. Fast forward to last week, I get a Facebook message from him asking how I'm doing. I was floored. I hadn't seen or talked to him in over 12 years. He explained that he was now divorced and looked me up, noticed that I was single on my Facebook page, and decided to reach out. My question is, do I give this guy a second chance? We're both single now, or so I think, she says in parentheses.
Oh, yikes.
And have already been romantic with each other. But my best friend has always told me, and especially since my divorce, that once a cheater, always a cheater. What do you guys think?
Ooh. I mean, I see why people say that, but then I also... you know, like to give people second chances.
Yeah.
And, you know, that people can grow, and 12 years is a long time. So, like, maybe there's a lot of maturing that happened, you know, self-reflection.
Yeah.
Maybe figured out that's not the person that I want to be. I mean, there are a lot of situations here. Like, I don't know. This is tough.
All right. So, I want to toss it to you. 502-571-9970. I'd be curious to know if anybody was successful at this. And, yeah, what the, I mean, like, well, immediately I'm thinking, you know, hey, you're both single. I mean,
yeah,
so
and it's been
think.
12 years. Tish is kind of like the same way. She said, if they're both unattached, go for it. People grow and learn. Mm-hmm. Give love a chance.
Yeah. All right.
Like, maybe he figured out that she was really actually the one that got away.
Maybe. All right. 502-571-9970. Man, group therapy. So we got a message from a listener who had a relationship with a guy like 12 years ago. She knew that he had a girlfriend. So she was the other woman, and he wound up.
But she lived in the same town as him, and the girlfriend was long distance, and she assumed he'd end it with her.
Yeah.
To keep going with you know, our listener, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen. He wound up actually getting married to that long-distance girlfriend. Well, fast forward to just last week, she gets a message from him. They both have since gotten married and gotten divorced, so they're both now divorced and single, and he's reaching out to her, wondering what's up, and just kind of wants to see her, and she's like, my friend's like, once a cheater, always a cheater, don't do it. And but she's just kind of like, what do you think?
But can people change? Yeah. Can people change and grow with maturity? And there's a lot of questions that most people have. They're like, okay, what was the reason his marriage ended?
Mm.
If it's cheating, nope, red flag, he hasn't learned his lesson, don't do it.
Yeah.
However, there are a lot of people who are kind of like on team second chances. Anthony said, I think because 12 years has passed, both are now divorced and single. Give it a chance. I think he realized she's the one who got away. People can change. Hopefully he has. James said, my girlfriend at the time cheated on me while I was in Iraq. Mm-hmm. When I got back, we reconciled, have been happily married for 13 years. Long distance is hard, but I think she should give it a chance. I think it matters the circumstances.
Yeah, I you know, she did say that, and I don't know if this gives him any sort of credibility, but she wrote that, like, he was upfront with her about his girlfriend. And so, yeah, you know, they had boundaries.
Never lied about it.
Yeah, never lied about it. Wasn't like keeping her a secret from our listener. But yeah, I guess, you know, circumstances, the whole, you know, long distance thing, love the one you're with sort of thing wound up happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they.
Distance is hard.
Yeah.
Myra has a situation to share. She said, I've had a similar situation. Only difference is I am still married. He is not. Although I'm married, my feelings for him are still there because they never officially ended things. Mm. He's reached out to me several times. All I could do was eventually block him all around. But the best thing is my husband understands my feelings, doesn't make me feel bad about it. He understands that the past is the past and you never really get over your first love. But she is, you know, said, I'm never going to act on it.
Yeah, Chelsea brings up a good point. You were his second choice the first time. Why would he want to be his second choice again? Ignore the message.
Ooh, that's tough. Man, people are either on one side.
It's really split. Terry, hey, what do you think?
If he's going to cheat, then he's always going to do it.
Okay, so you're saying it doesn't matter how long ago it was. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah, once a cheater, always a cheater. And that's his loss. He should have took her. He should have not got engaged with the girl and took the other one.
Okay. All right. Terry, appreciate it.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hey, Alexis, thanks so much for hanging on. What do you think?
So I have to say I agree with Kelly on the second chances because I sent her a message saying the same thing happened to me last week.
Last week?
Yeah, so my boyfriend and I have been together about a year now, not 12. And we had previously talked a little bit and then stopped. And then a year ago, we kind of got back together, finally like started talking again and met. And it was like a whirlwind from there. Like,
yeah,
it just clicked so well and everything was all good. And I found out last week that he was dating someone when we met.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it all depends on your relationship because we had to talk, you know, we talked about it and decided, you know, we're going to move past this. And we had to agree, like, okay, if we're going to move past it, it has to stay in the past. And
yeah,
he's never given me a reason to not trust him. And to think that anything beyond that's going to happen. And, you know, we just had a talk about, if something ever happens, just don't do that to me.
All
the
right.
Funniest part is the girl's name was Kelly. So.
Alexis, thank you so much. And good luck to you guys.
Thanks.
Tanya
writes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Tanya's story. Go ahead.
She says, I think we're talking about two different Tanyas. You do your Tanya first.
Okay. So Tanya said, also, once a cheater, always a cheater is not real life. Mm-hmm. I cheated on my significant other in the beginning of our relationship. And once I realized how much I felt about him, I told him about it and haven't since. Wouldn't dream of it now. Happily together for 13 years.
Mm. And then Tanya.
Again, team people can change.
Yeah, Tanya on Facebook. Go for it. Don't jump to conclusions and don't fall for his BS lines. It might just be your time to finally be together.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You know, maybe it was wrong time earlier, 12 years ago in your lives. And now, like, you figured some stuff out. The universe has brought you back together. And now it might be the right time.
All right. Can I? Okay. Yeah, let's kind of wrap this, I guess, for now and move on. But I want to weigh in on this real quick. Can I have an opinion?
Okay, the spotlight is yours.
Okay, thank you, Kelly. Part of me thinks it's they have a history. They even though there were bumps and things that happened in the past, they already have been romantic, so that part's out of the way. Like, I mean, if they're both single, why not? Like,
so you're basically saying, like, if he wouldn't be reaching out if he wasn't serious about wanting to go down that road again, because he's already seen the road.
I mean, and there are a lot of people that are like, you know, booty call, and I, of course, you know, that's in the back of my mind too. But I think that you give him a chance at least, or you meet him for coffee and just say, sure, we can catch up. But I'm
cautiously optimistic.
But I think, you know, you go into that meeting almost like you're meeting again for the very first time. Like,
well, yeah, you got to be a little guarded knowing the history, and you got to figure out if he has, you know, figured out, you know, that he doesn't want to be a cheater anymore, and also figure out what ended his marriage. I think that's a very key point for a lot of people. Like, listen,
so
if
why
his marriage ended because he cheated on her, that is a bad sign
that
he has not figured that out.
Yeah, I mean, and giving the guy the benefit of the doubt, it's been 12 years and he wasn't married when they got together. Like, not
true.
Saying that that's, you know,
no, yeah.
more
there
wrong
a lot
than
of
the others. But
and layers.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. Wow. All right. So, I'd love.
We're romantic.
I know.
At heart, aren't we?
I'd love.
I figured that out about us.
I'd love to, like, hear what happens. Like, if you wind up, you know, whatever, if you block him, let us know. If you wind up going out with them, let us know. I think that's fantastic. If you want to chime in, you can, 502-571-9970, or just leave it on our Facebook page, at Ben and Kelly Show.
I need her to wait a couple of dates, though, before she reaches back out, because I need more than one date. I feel like you need to investigate this for like a couple of months until you really get to know the situation
unless,
and figure out if he is sincere,
man,
if he's changed,
unless
if he's gonna,
they go out on that first date after 12 years and then everything just floods back.
Oh, yeah.
And,
if she immediately knows after first date, then let us know too.
And they wind up hooking up on that first date, man. I don't know. All right. That's group therapy here on 99.70 JX.